In Parshat Mishpatim, the story of the giving of the Torah comes to its completion. The story began in Parshat Yitro, where we're told about the preparations, we're told about the Aseret Divrot themselves, the Ten Commandments themselves, and also a few commandments which are found immediately afterwards. It's not till the end of Parshat Mishpatim in chapter 24 that we're told the rest of the story. Here we're told that when the Jews were approached and asked what they think about this, they say, Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh, we will do, v'nishma, and we will hear. We're told that this is such an incredible statement that even up in heaven, this made an incredible impact. Among the early commentaries, the Rishonim, we find a number of different approaches as to what exactly was meant by those two words. To a very great extent, the comments of the Rishonim echo some comments which are found long before, back in the time of the Talmudic masters, or even the time of the Mishnah. We'll focus on what we find in Rashi, in the Ramban, and in the Chizkuni. Rashi understands that what it was that they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, was to very limited information. According to Rashi, and you need to pay attention to the beginning part of that verse, Moshe comes and reads to them a book which is called the Sefer HaBrit, the Book of the Covenant. So Rashi tells us the content of that book was essentially the Book of Bereshit, all early information, and includes the laws that were given by Marah. Which means, according to Rashi, the sequence of the Torah is not necessarily the way that the story is told. We'll put it a little differently. According to Rashi, the events of chapter 24 are interdispersed back within chapter 19. Therefore, chapter 24 tells us what happened prior to the Ten Commandments. So when Moshe reads this book, the Book of the Covenant and the Book of the Brit, he here gives them very limited information, and to that the Jews gloriously take what we can call a leap of faith. It really is, in a certain sense, it's romantic. The Jews have this faith in God. God is like this knight in shining armor who comes and he saves the Jews who are like a damsel in distress, and he takes us out. And then after we're saved, the question is, will we have a deeper relationship? Will we take our vows? And with very little background, the Jews then say, Na'aseh v'nishma. In a certain sense, they take their vows. What do they know? They know the stories of Bereshit. What do they know? The laws which they received in Marah, which again are very, very limited. The Ramban, on the other hand, who believes the Torah is told with what we can call perhaps chronological integrity, he believes that chapter 24 follows 23 and 22 and 21 and 20. And therefore the Sefer HaBrit, which is read, is not one which is just the stories of old, the old biblical stories of Bereshit. It's where it's written in chapter 21 and 22 and 23. Therefore, what he's saying is that the Mishpatim, which we learned, which is a great deal of details about the laws of the Torah, the Jews heard all of those details, and they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. And then Moshe goes up to receive the Luchot, to receive the tablets. So according to the Ramban, what we have over here is perhaps a relationship which is not as romantic, but at least both sides know what they're getting into. The third commentary is the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says that when it speaks of the Sefer HaBrit, the covenant, it's referring to something very different. It's referring to a book which is mentioned, or a covenant which is mentioned, at the very end of the book of Vayikra. At the end of Vayikra is a section which is called the Tochacha. The Tochacha says, if you don't follow our covenant, if you don't follow the agreement that we have, and this, and this, and this, and this is what's going to happen to you. And part of the Tochacha, the rebuke, is quite frightening. According to the Chizkuni, again, even more so than Rashi, there's a lack of integrity in terms of chronology. But according to the Chizkuni, the Jews not only heard all of these laws, they also heard all the consequences. According to Rashi, we have really a beautiful relationship. The Jews, leap of faith, accept what it is that God was offering without knowing any of the details. As I said, romantic. According to the Ramban, we know what we're getting into. We already heard the laws, or a good deal of the laws. According to Chizkuni, not only did we hear the laws, we also read the fine print. We read about the consequences. We heard what happens if we don't keep our side of it. And still, nonetheless, we said, Na'aseh v'nishma. So we have three different types of understanding or perspectives on what the Jews said. One, Rashi, the romantic leap of faith. The Ramban, something which is more of knowing exactly what it is they're getting into. And the Chizkuni saying they looked at every single piece of fine print and they knew all the consequences, and nonetheless the Jews said, Na'aseh v'nishma.